Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when our good friend Dr. Bert Folsom is back on the show. Bert's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the resident history professional expert and our historian, I should say, in our Brain Trust. He is the a professor of history at Hillsdale College in Michigan. He is the author of a number of very important books, including New Deal or Raw Deal, about the FDR legacy. And then his new book is called FDR Goes to War, which he co-authored with his wife, Anita Folsom. Bert, welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be with you. Hello there.
Happy Constitution Day.
Well, yes, it's a Constitution is something we ought to think about, and I'm glad we have a Constitution Day.
Well, I do too. Folks, this is the day. Today is the day. In 1787, a little more than 11 years after the Declaration of Independence was declared and the war was fought, 11 years later, we had a constitution that was signed by, I think around 40 something, members. I've forgotten, how many?
39.
39. All right. I thought it was a little bit more than that. But anyway, of the original signers of the Constitution, right?
Yes. Those were the original 39, and they gave us this document, which we have been living by for,
right,
or trying to live by for 225 years now.
Right. Exactly. And I said in the opening segment that every American, in fact, everyone who thinks America is an example of how other countries can acquire liberty, should consider the U.S. Constitution to be a precious document. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right. One of the keys, though, to any constitution is what is the attitude of the people who are being governed by it.
That's right.
Mexico adopted a document when they got their independence from Spain in 1820, a document very similar to our Constitution. It had a four-year presidency. They even had two political parties similar to ours. But it didn't last because once a president lost an election, he got the army on his side and perpetuated himself in power. So,
right.
Yeah, just because you have a constitution doesn't mean that you're going to end up
having
limited government.
I agree with that, Bert. And I'll tell you, I wrote something about freedom and liberty a month or so ago. I wrote an article about freedom and liberty, and I said in that article that freedom is a state of mind that anyone can assume. Liberty is a contract that we give to each other.
Yeah, that's good.
And I think that's what you just said, basically.
Well, and I hope the contract keeps running.
But it will only win as long as we give it to each other.
Right, it is. And it requires an educated population, people committed to liberty, more than they're committed to perpetuating their own ideas, because we all lose elections from time to time.
An educated population, an informed population, a population that has access to multiple forms of information and news, which we certainly have right now.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that you said just now that I think is so important, Bert, and that is that our Constitution is not going to be sustainable if we don't think that there's something greater about our society, about our nation, about this grand experiment that we're still operating, if we don't think there's something greater than ourselves here. What do you think?
Yes, I like that, because this is part of the commitment. We may not like other ideas. We may not like other presidents who we get into authority.
Right.
But just as Adams didn't like Jefferson, he yielded power, and Jefferson came in and became our third president. There was no fight over
right.
it. There was a commitment to rule of law, not to perpetuating your own ideas.
And a dangerous thing that happened recently was the opposite of that, and almost worked, and that was the recall election in Wisconsin
yeah.
of the governor. Just because they didn't like something that he did, and Gene, to the Wisconsin's credit, the thing was defeated. The recall was defeated largely because people who disagreed with Walker, Governor Walker, said this isn't the way that we run our business here.
Well, I like that. And Walker, as you know, ended up winning by a larger margin in the recall than
right.
he did when he
because,
won his first election.
Because the people who didn't support him initially went over to his side.
Right.
Went over to the Constitution side, I'll say.
At least there were enough who did,
right.
Jim, that allowed Walker to win a serious
That's
victory
right.
in the recall.
A recall is not to take somebody out of office just because you disagree with them, and I'm glad they did that in Wisconsin. We'll take a quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.